Do I have to?
AJ is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How you doing, AJ?
I'm good. Good morning.
So you listen to the show enough to have a pretty good grasp on how epically lazy Mahoney is, or no?
I've heard some rumors.
All right.
I don't appreciate you, Dave, slandering my good name.
You don't have
it's
a good name.
Epically lazy. Don't be mad because I've just figured out how to work smarter, not harder than you.
Okay. Well, it's not me that's frustrated. It's your fiance. She's the one that sends me all of these.
I met a wise man once by a lake, and he told me on a cloudy day, much like today, that if you want the key to success in life, need to work smarter, not harder. And I took that to heart, Dave.
I thought that was your grandpappy pap that told you that.
Also my grandpappy pap.
What about your teacher?
And I thought you said it was your teacher that
teacher.
Told you that as well. Okay, all right.
And my dad.
And a dude
okay.
by a lake on a cloudy day.
Yeah.
I see.
He was a wise man. He was a wise man.
Ah, yes. All right, so AJ, here's how it works. I'm going to give you three facts. These all come from Mahoney's fiance talking about things that he has done that are incredibly lazy. Two of them are absolutely true. One of them is not. If you are able to determine which one is the fake one, then we will set you up, okay?
Sounds great.
Here is fact number one. Mahoney used to watch a Gordon Ramsay video every Thanksgiving and Christmas and roast a turkey for our family get-togethers at our house. However, in recent years, his laziness has taken over and he has resorted to ordering a turkey from a barbecue place that he likes. The problem is, he's too lazy to go pick it up. Somehow, he convinced me to go pick up his smoked turkey on his way home from work, which I'll have you know is not on my way home at all. And it stunk up my car with a disgusting smell of turkey juice. Happy Thanksgiving. It is worth noting that Mahoney's fiance is a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And so her having a large bird carcass in her vehicle is probably less than ideal.
Anybody knows if they've been out shopping recently at grocery stores, Costco, Walmart, all of those are just crazy busy right now because of the holiday.
Right, yes.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And I've been very busy as well. So I asked her to do something for me. That was picking up the bird because, well, I had things going on. I needed to golf.
I needed to golf.
And I had another business meeting in the afternoon. And to be fair, the barbecue place that is smoking that turkey is much closer to her work than it is to mine.
On to fact number two. On Sunday, I washed our sheets in an effort to keep our house lovely and clean. I heard Mahoney wail from our bedroom, lamenting that we didn't have any sheets on the bed, and he intended to nap and was now in peril. He pulled the pillowcases off of the guest bedroom bed and proceeded to take a 3-hour scratchy, irritating nap atop the mattress pad. I could just hear him. Oh, baby! Baby!
She knows on the weekends, after we eat lunch, we come home, and we take a nice little mid-afternoon nap.
A three-hour mid-afternoon nap?
She's exaggerating right there. It was 2 hours.
Okay.
According to my Fitbit,
that's not bad. Mm-hmm.
It was 2 hours.
I see.
All right.
So it was not a three-hour nap. Thus, you know, my disdain for not having... Have you ever tried to sleep on a mattress only a scratchy-ass Brillo-esque mattress pad on there? It was not comfortable.
And last but not least... Mahoney has been snoring a lot lately. We think it's because it's dry in the house and our old humidifier was broken. Mahoney bought a fancy Dyson humidifier because he thought he wouldn't have to clean it. However, upon getting it home and reading the manual, we found out that it does, in fact, have to be periodically cleaned. I decided to take a stand and refused to clean it. Now it sits unused and unclean as Mahoney saws logs every single night in my ear. Really glad I took that stand.
So here's the thing. I said, if I buy this Dyson humidifier, which cost $1 billion,
right?
Because for whatever reason, Dyson, every Dyson product in the world, even when you buy them at Costco, still is like $400 for a humidifier.
Right.
I said, if I buy it, you clean it. And she said, fine, if you buy the stuff to clean it. I ordered the stuff to clean it. She has not cleaned it.
Mm. Huh.
I feel like it's only fair if I buy,
this is good.
You clean.
You should throw her under the bus on the radio when she's not able to defend herself. All right, so AJ, over to you on this one for the win. Which one of those is not true? Is it the picking up the turkey, the Sunday nap, or the humidifier?
I think it's between 1 and 3, between the turkey and humidifier. He said that he used to cook turkeys, I find that hard to believe. I just do. I don't know why.
Really? I used to do a lot of things. I used to work hard, but then I found a way to do it smarter,
after
not
that
harder.
Wise man by the lake on a cloudy day told you.
That's right.
All right. Final answer number one?
No. I think final answer would be number three.
Are you sure?
Sure. You sure about
that? Sure about that?
Sure about that?
Huh.
I'll go number three.
Are you sure?
We're all asking you, are you sure?
You're killing me here. The turkey sounds good, but
It does, doesn't it?
It does. I don't know his spending habits. Dices are expensive.
So which one are you going with? Which one are you going with?
Which one are you looking at?
You're killing me, Smalls. I'm looking at, I'm going to go with number one.
There you go!
Yay!
Wow!
Yay!
Yay!
Good job.
Yeah.
We're killing you. You're killing this bitch.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative X 107.5.